forget, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I'm Alex Jones, your host, on this Friday the 13th transmission. Let's go to Russell in Texas, then John and Marie. Russell, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? Okay,
good.
Alex, I'm going to cover some topics here. First of all, I'm just going to say Tangy Tangerine is a winner. You're absolutely right. Now, I'm going to cover Jim Humble, MMS, Tom Leppert, the mayor of Dallas, who's running for Senate, and NASA relatives being, you know, getting into the TSA as part of their job, and then the Texas militia. All right. Have you heard of Jim Humble, who created a Multimiracle supplement?
No.
Okay. You need to look that up on the Internet. You can do a search on MMS.
I understand, but you won't get to all your points if you don't move quick. Go to the next point.
I'm going to move real quick here. Multimiracle supplement kills all viruses and bacteria in your body. It's been used for a long time. It's a surveyor that was prospecting for cold. Two guys are about ready to die from malaria, and he discovered this from water pills. Look it up. It kills all viruses in your body.
All right. Thank you for the call, sir. I appreciate it. We just don't have time to get to the other points now. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Texas. John, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
This is John here in Austin, Texas. Nice to talk to you after listening to you for so many years. I'm not telling you anything today. I want to let you know that I heard something the other day through an APD police officer about the Walmart shooting of the cop, that Walmart has a policy about their employees not putting hands on any customers, and the two people who wrestled the guy to the ground are apparently being fired from Walmart.
You're kidding.
This is what I understand. I work in a convenience store, and I got this bit of conversation from the cashier talking to the to a police officer who came in the store, and he was not pleased about it. Apparently, Walmart has issued, I guess, the opposite of a press release to the police department, I guess a press unrelease, telling them not to talk about it. I figured I'd tell you because you got a crew of reporters and you might know a guy on the inside of the police department to get to the bottom of it. I'm blown away by it.
I tell you what, we don't ever really use this anymore because so many thousands of people called it and a lot of it wasn't serious. But what would happen is some crazy people would leave like 500 messages a day. Do we still check that comment line, guys? Okay, this comment line is only for police officers to call and to confirm or deny what that gentleman's saying. But it's part of the nanny state where kids can't play dodgeball, where you can't run at school, where you can't spank your kids. So the whole society degenerates. If it's true, because they're trying to train the public not to help each other or anybody else, that Walmart is going to fire the two employees that tackled the guy that had the gun. That's because they don't want any liability. They'd rather everybody just get killed and say, well, we have nothing to do with it. Just amazing. Because I know that is their policy. They say don't defend yourself. It's like in school. They say let a bully beat you up.
They'll beat their own horn by patting themselves on the back because they gave the officer's family $50,000. But they apparently are putting the two employees are on.
That's another point. Instead of shutting the whole city down for a five-hour parade down I-35 and the rest of it, why didn't they just give the money of the tens of thousands of dollars that cost, or a lot more, to the family? I mean, why make this giant spectacle? I mean, and they just get bigger and bigger every time stuff happens. I'll have to look into that. Here's the comment line, 512-646-4444. But if you're in Austin, obviously, no, 512-646-4444, 646-4444. And I'll also bring that up Sunday because that's important. So he told you matter-of-factly, not that he heard it, but that it was definitely a fact that they were talking about firing those employees?
And then here's the kicker. She used to work at Walmart, and she said that that's their policy, that you can't. Because, you know, Walmart doesn't prosecute people for stealing less than $25 or $50 worth of merchandise. So they have this policy where you can't grab somebody, apparently. Anyhow.
No, I'm just dumbfounded by what you're saying. And I was thinking about, but it's okay for them to own slave camps and little kids making the products. Well, all the products now they find have blood on them. And little bitty fingers bleeding.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Friday the 13th, 2012, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I will be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, with a live Sunday transmission. Also, I got to say it, the investigative reports that my crew is putting together for the radio and for the nightly news, everything we're doing, our team on the ground in Georgia with the suspicious death under Agenda 21 in the seizure of homes for a green space, using zoning to harass people into oblivion, is wild. Our crew tried to go in the city council peacefully, public building, marked as public, and were told by police they couldn't go in. And they are back there today demanding to see the law that someone in a uniform just says you can't enter the city council to try to go to some of the offices and attempt to talk to people. And I see this all over the country now. I saw it with the Federal Reserve a few years ago in Kansas City. I had sent Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson to Kansas City to interview William K. Black, the former top federal regulator of the SNL scandals, who sent a bunch of people to prison. We were there to interview Professor Black, and they're driving. They had a taxi cab taking them around back to the airport, and they noticed the Federal Reserve building. And they said, let's pull over and get some B-roll. And so they decide about a half mile away, we've shown you the Google Maps on air, to go to the World War I Memorial and shoot some footage of that. And they're up on the parapet area. It's built like a castle. They're at the World War I Memorial, the National World War I Memorial. It's in Kansas City. And they're shooting the video of the Federal Reserve on federal property, private property, but claiming it's federal. Far away, totally separate from the city park, and here come security guards posing as federal law enforcement with firearms. And they demanded to see their ID. They said, I don't have to show it to you. They put their hands on their guns. They say, you better. I can have a citizen's arrest. Well, of course a security guard has a citizen's arrest power. You have a citizen's arrest power. And quite frankly, and by the way, this is already on the books. They're making a big deal in Indiana about the governor supporting or the legislature, passing a bill where you can resist a police officer who is engaged in unlawful activity with lethal force. You don't need to pass a law to say that. That's already on the books in every state. We've had constitutional lawyers on to go over that. It's just like when the state of Texas tried to pass a law saying the TSA can't grope people's children or adults, and if you touch the genitals, it is a felony. Well, it's already a felony. They're not even sworn peace officers. If a peace officer did that, they would go to jail. If there wasn't probable cause in an emergency situation. That is the essence of martial law, when the normal Constitution is suspended. And that's what they've done, is a soft suspension of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But I'm digressing. The point is that there's already laws against doing that to people. That's why courthouses all over the country that have put in naked body scanners, lawyers have pointed out in Colorado and in Florida and other places, hey, it's pedophilia for you to do this to under 18. You could try to make an adult consent to go into the public building, and even that's unconstitutional, but you better stop. The state attorneys and others told them, do not touch the genitals. Do not touch it on the outside or the inside of under 18s. Do not do it. And that was in the Denver Post last year, and it's also been in the Miami Herald, that in Florida and Colorado they stopped doing that because they understand it's illegal. I mean, just because somebody's in a uniform and they show up and pull a gun out and say they're going to kill you, you have a right to defend yourself. And that's the essence of tyranny. When people just say, I have a uniform, or I'm from the government, you must do what I say. And there are my reporters, polite, Darren McBreen in a suit, very gentlemanly. Marcos, very gentlemanly, very polite. And they're walking up to the city council building, and three cop cars pull up, jump out, get in their face, and say, you're not going in there. They say, you're not, and by the way, turn your cameras off. And my reporter said no to that. But the point is, well, where's the law, officer? You see, police will arrest you, they say, for not following an officer's order. It's a lawful order. And a lawful order is you are recklessly driving, pull over. All of these laws pulling you over are done in the name of an emergency. But the essence of what's wrong with our country and what's brought every other country that's gone into tyranny to its knees and into all the horrors that come with tyranny and oppression and despotism and out-of-control government, it's people just saying, I've got a uniform and a badge, or I'm a bureaucrat, and I say you can't enter the building. And then you're faced with people with guns who are doing something that is illegal. They are blocking your access to a public building. They are blocking the press. They are blocking you from your basic rights. And it is outrageous, and they're so comfortable with it. And the police officers say to my crew, and they have it all on tape, they're going to get back tonight, and we'll have it for you on Monday, you know, the high def. We had some live feeds via Skype on the ground of some of this yesterday on air. And there are my reporters having to confront officers who say on tape, I'm just following orders, like it's okay. So there's some city council people who don't want the media coming in so that you can get that 60 minutes moment where you walk in and say, we'd like to talk to the mayor. We'd like to talk to the head of city zoning. We'd like documents on this Agenda 21 land you were trying to take. That's what they say in the documents. We'd like to talk about it. And to have them say, no, we're not talking to you. Or we'd like to go in and see the city records, which you're supposed to do by law. You know, we'd like to go in and do a records request. And they say no. Well, you might as well be in North Korea, where the third generational dictator wears a little uniform. I mean, he's a guy that reportedly lays around all day and watches television and couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. And you know, went to school in Switzerland, and he just arrives and is the supreme ruler as his whole country collapses, and they can't even get a 1950s era rocket off the ground as to just show off and menace everyone into threatening to get more international aid and money. And they are now threatening to detonate an atomic bomb to show everybody how powerful the new leader is. I mean, that's all government is. It's an exercise of power. When the TSA sticks their hands down your pants, which they do, when they grope your daughter in front of you, it's an exercise of raw power, just like that pathetic scumbag. I mean, I was looking at photos that North Korea itself has released of just the little kids, they call them orphanages, and they just put them in beds to starve to death. That's what the state delivers. Absolute hell on earth. And it's now delivering it here in my country. Agenda 21 is in control to a great extent of the town I live in. I'm under UN regulations. They admit it's UN regulations. The public schools are under UNESCO UN regulations. Even private schools that are accredited give their children packets telling you how wonderful Michelle Obama is and how she cares about you and how she's going to tell you what to eat. I mean, you're not supposed to have the dear leader's wife in propaganda to your kids. This is all the trappings of a country hurtling into despotism. And we're in a depression. The economy is slowly shutting down. They're devaluing the currency. All of this is happening. Now, I'm going to do something. I'm going to open the phones up first for the rest of the hour. And then, in the second hour, I will begin getting into the massive news. U.S. troops to have supervision as Pentagon orders electronic contact lenses that let them see through drones flying overhead. That's going to be the cybernetic system. I'm going to talk about that. Radar Online, Radar Magazine, makes fun of conservative groups that don't like a new HBO show that shows children doing things that I won't even post on my website, even though it's news. It is five-year-old girls performing artificial oral sex on giant sex toys. See how they push the line on you? And people are like, well, what's the point of that? It's all psychological warfare. That's what the TSA is doing this to your children is about. That's what this is about. That's what all the violence is all meant on record. To stunt your conscience, to stunt your mind, to where you don't recognize corruption anymore. I mean, they come out in the news and they give children vaccines without parental consent now. Totally illegal, they just do it. California actually passes a law saying they can do it. It's still illegal. Pass a law saying blacks are slaves. Still illegal. I say it's a fraud. Goes against common sense and common law. They take your children for not having vaccines. There's no law. They just do it. That's what I mean. It's a lawlessness. And I was on Drudge today looking at the Radar article. I linked over to it. And I told my webmasters, I said, you know, I don't even want to link to this. But I guess I'm going to tell Kurt to actually write an article about it. I mean, I was looking at this stuff and I was like, really? This is the promos running on HBO? I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
The next stop that we make will be mine. Tell all the folks.
Michelle. One of the customer service people here at InfoWars. Was here with her 3-year-old daughter this morning, brought her to work with her. And of course, I've known her since she was born. Very, very sweet. I know her older daughter, who I guess she's 9 years old now. And it was a year and a half ago or so that her story of flying back into Austin from Denver and how they had a big pot-bellied man come over. And before she even knew what was going on, start trying to go in her 8-year-old daughter's pants at the time, or I guess 7 and a half at the time. And she said, no, no, no. And they said, oh, yes, we'll get a woman to do it. Oh, like it's okay. I mean, let me tell you, when I was flying back from Las Vegas from doing a video shoot, and They sent over a man. It made it even worse that it was, And I just said, do not touch me down there. I'm going to sue you. And he didn't. You said the fake frisk. Again, the idea that I'm guilty until proven slave. Guilty until proven slave of Goldman Sachs. Under the Goldman Sachs dictatorship. I mean, that's what we're under. Even Economist Magazine and Financial Times of London admit Europe is under a Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan dictatorship of fraud. Getting Europe to sign on to their debt and then destroying their economies by design. I mean, Greece is war in the streets, people dumping their kids out at government buildings, cholera, other diseases, malaria has showed back up, hadn't been there in hundreds of years. I mean, it's collapse. You're like, why do the bankers want that? They want to make money. No, they don't. They print the money. They want to implode that country and buy it up and make everybody poor as a weapon of control. It's their nature. They're nasty, evil people. It's why they're in control, because they're ruthless. All right, continuing here, and I'm going to go to break and come back with your calls in the long segment coming up. Because I digress, seeing her little daughter in here, so innocent, and I think about how innocent my children are, and how I have to keep them away from television, even Christian friends and people, I can't really send them over to be at people's houses if they watch television at all because of what's on it. I can't even really let them go to my parents and watch a football game because of the ads. You're like, oh, come on, it's not a big deal. My parents aren't, but other people are like, I can't be in a pizza place with my children with the TV on, with the stuff that's there now. HBO is coming out with a primetime show called Angry Boys that shows little girls who are so innocent and so good with giant sex toys sucking on them. I mean, what else am I supposed to say? This is what they put on television. It shows giant cups that are the shapes of men's genitals. And this is what they do. And I can't even get into the rest of it here on air. It gets worse. On adult radio, and it's such a crime. This is attacking innocence. That's what the sex ed is. They're not trying to teach in public schools worldwide under UN standardization. It's all UNESCO. It's the same from Australia to the U.S., from Germany to Denmark. It's global standardization. They don't teach you, hey, if you have sex, you can catch these diseases like they tell you they do. No. It was all about how to have sex. And I'll tell you, when I was sitting there in middle school with sex education, all it was making me do is look over at the girl next to me and her look over at me. All it was doing was sexualizing and destroying innocence of people in the sixth grade. But now they've got it down to first graders, and it's all been covered. And they say, oh, you're just being homophobic. Hey, I don't care if it was homosexual, heterosexual, whatever it is. You don't teach children, period. 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds, Heather has two mommies. Billy has two daddies, all this. This is what they teach children. And then they teach them stuff that I didn't even know about sexually until I was in college. Stuff I've never even heard of as an adult. They teach children, and now you watch everything on television. It's anti-male, it's wussification, women run everything, it's degeneracy, everything's a joke. They're turning us into animals that can't resist, and all the violence, it desensitizes people. The studies show it. People can't differentiate all the simulated murders in video games and television with the real thing. So it's like, oh, where'd the neighbor go? Oh, they arrested him. Oh, yeah, they killed the neighbor. He's dead. They burned his house down. He wouldn't give it to the feds for a green zone. And then reporters show up and try to walk into city council. They go, no, you're not allowed to come in a public building. There's no law, but we got guns. Why don't you go watch HBO where they take 6-year-old girls? I mean, folks, these are little bitty innocent girls. It makes me feel very violent. I'm going to be honest with people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
The toll-free number to join us and be part of the worldwide broadcast going out on over 100 AM and FM affiliates, XM Channel 166, WWCR Global Shortwave Worldwide, and, of course, audio streams at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and, of course, video streams at PrisonPlanet.com. TV. Again, I want to thank you all for joining us today. I'm going to go to your calls here in just a moment, and later I'm going to get into this. But it is so over the top. But see, soon it won't be. They just always take a little more, until in the United States, on cable TV, they have children doing things that, according to federal law, are illegal. They've tried to pass laws that I believe are unconstitutional, even though I do find these practices disgusting and distasteful, of drawings of underage sex. And there's a reason cultures have all gone after people that mess with children. A, it's unnatural. B, it's predatory. It's preying on the most defenseless and the heart of humanity. This war on children, all these sitcoms and dramas act like it's terrible to have children. You'll get some empty, mindless yuppie come up and laugh at you. I've had it in grocery stores for having three children. People that I know that have five or six get harassed. Because these people, it's their religion. The television's their friend. Those messages on TV are their friend. And they have this gibbering disdain in their false reality for those of us that actually are part of the human race and part of consciousness and part of reality. And so, demonize men, demonize the family, demonize people that are straight. See, it's not just, oh, don't attack people that are into alternative lifestyles. No, it's attack people that are straight. One time I got invited to someone's birthday party, and that person was gay. And again, I don't dislike people that are gay. And I go to the party, and I'm there with my wife, and probably half the people that were there were you know, that sexual preference. I was just, you know, just trying to be nice, fine, whatever. I don't care. You know, I'm not like obsessed with it. It's not like something I'm, you know, just my whole life is about obsessing about like the media does and just pushing it constantly. And I probably had 10 people out of 40 or so at the thing go, ooh, you've got kids. Ooh. And it's just like, I didn't even bring my kids up. Ugh, diapers, gross. And I'm just like, tell my wife, let's just get out of here. You know, it's just like, I don't need to hear how I'm bad all day. Okay? And that's what this is about. Going into the schools, going into the cultures, and pushing this on people. Because it's not just the sexual act. It's the, and I'm not saying everybody that's involved in that's doing that. I'm saying it's the politicization and this agenda, and it's like a gang. But it's not just a gang and the sexual preferences or whatever. It's the whole deal. Germany passes laws, no new single-family homes by 2020. Huge fines and fees if you have them now. You will live in communal dorms. That's what the Mao Zedong tried, and it killed, the Chinese say, 86 million. The CIA says 64 million. You can look it up. There's a debate. 60-something, 80-something mil, whatever. I mean, folks, they killed tens of millions of people trying this. The globalists say, if we can ever end the normal human cycle and create an artificial one, we've won. It's a revolution against humanity and our basic system by control freaks that want to play God. And where does communism come from? It comes from the Jacobins and other Illuminati groups. I mean, mainline history books, Illuminati, Jacobins, France, French Revolution. This is real history. George Washington wrote and spoke on this. Okay? I mean, this is history. After our revolution, they have their own. And let me tell you, it was pure Illuminati. Totally different than ours. Fashioning itself off what George Washington did on the surface, but beneath the surface, they tried to go to a 9-day week. They tried to change the seasons. They tried to end families. They tried to... Oh, yes. Marx and Engels didn't write the Communist Manifesto. That had all been pushed under other names. The Rothschilds openly financed it all. They financed the Jacobins. And it was not about overthrowing the church and kicking out the monarchy. It was about overthrowing humanity and making themselves God. And by the 1850s, they hired most of the top scientists to come up with plans to totally take over society and re-engineer it. And that's what this is. And now California is set to pass a bill, just like the one they passed last year, to forcibly inoculate your children without your knowledge. I mean, that is total assault. That is totally illegal. That is, I don't care if you pass a law. I mean, that is tyranny. It isn't just going to stop with highway checkpoints and hands down the pants. It's not going to just stop with inoculations of your children. He got thrown out of federal court 3 years ago, but California lower courts ruled the parents are no longer the guardians, and when your child is in public school, that you cease to be the guardian, and the state is now the guardian, even when your child's out of school, and that homeschooling is illegal because parents are not allowed to be guardians. And it did get overthrown. It did get overturned. But I'm telling you, man, look, these people are hardcore scientific authoritarians, and they mean business. Now, they've got armies of pedophiles that work for them because they're given access to children. They've got other criminal groups. They've got different brigades of different types of crime groups that they can destroy whenever they want, that they can blackmail, who are given access. You want drugs, you want money, you want power, you want to torture people, you want to rape children. They've got different brigades, but their strongest brigade is the potbelly pedophile brigade. And it's just an archetype. It's a potbelly pedophile brigade. Or the butch pedophile sadomasochistic torture brigade. They've got that brigade. They've got the mercenary brigades. They've got the torture brigades. They've got the control freak brigades. They've got the Dudley Do-Right danger brigades who actually think they're doing good and are so stupid. They just worship authority. That's another dangerous brigade we face. And it's a psych warfare thing on HBO. And I mean, I don't even watch mainline television. Anytime my wife watches it, she's just like, my gosh, it's all anti-family. It's all get abortions, kill babies, world government, take vaccines, arrest those that don't. And cops watch TV where they arrest people who don't take vaccines in dramas. There's no law, but then they simulate it. So when they're taking your kid, they're like, well, I mean, you know, the sitcoms, the dramas. Folks, I'm talking over the years. We've identified dozens and dozens of cases on shows without even looking where they take kids for not taking vaccines. And so it must be in hundreds. I mean, the point is they simulate and show you things that aren't real, and then everyone follows it. You know, this is called mind control. This is mind control. They've got 110,000 plus U.S. active duty combat on psychotropics that they know is causing them to kill people and their families and epidemics of suicides. The drug inserts they give troops for being depressed says will cause suicide. Can cause suicide. I mean, that's what I mean. It's like children on HBO with giant sexual organ toys with candy and drinks in them with the children. I mean, it's so sick, man. This is how pedophiles get kids in cars is with candy. And they've got kids with candy and soft drinks drinking it out of giant artificial male sex organs. And again, it's going to get crazier and crazier and crazier. This is a total assault on humanity. And then I read the media and they're like making fun of conservative and Christian groups that think this is bad. And I'm telling you, folks, you know, I don't want violence in this country. I've done everything I can to try to stop it and try to turn things back. But do not try to come and give my children inoculations secretly or, you know, even if they were in a government training camp. And they want to bankrupt the economy, which they've done, so you basically have to have them in there. The, quote, free education paid for with the property tax that turned us all into renters on our own property. We didn't have that until 60 years ago. Churches weren't 501c3 until 60 years ago or so. It's a total overthrow of everything. But do not get around my children, you pedophiles, and don't try to shoot anybody up. Let me tell you think you're all dug in and you know you're starting to fight with us, so the cops are all in body armor and armored vehicles? That's not going to mean anything when you mess with people's kids, okay? And you enforcers out there need to decide what side you're on, man, because this it could not be clearer how ridiculous this is. I don't think we have HBO on our Dish network out in the country. And we don't even really use it. We should just cancel it. It's incredibly clear. Hi, it's nice HD. It's good to watch science programs with my kids. But that's always got some anti-human brainwashing in it. Everyone should dump HBO. I mean, I think I'm calling for a boycott of it right now, but that's not enough. They should be I don't care if they say it's a comedy show. They have real children who they got their parents, I guess, who want to be stars or whatever. And stuck them in this, and they need to be arrested. Okay, they were trying to train children and desensitize them and associate candy with. They're not even. They are ruining these. This is illegal. 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 And I just, again, they're pushing us. They want the fight. They want the fight. And, you know, once the fight starts, it's going to be indiscriminate because let me tell you something. You either better join the Republic if this thing goes physical, or you better get ready for punishment and judgment. That's all I can say because, let me tell you, you're part of this system when all this stuff goes down. All the bankers set offshore because they're not going to stop. The crimes this system commits against us. All right, I said I'd take calls. I'll take calls for about 40 minutes. I'll try to shut up. And then I'll get it all of the news. I haven't even got into it yet. Huge earthquakes increasing. I've got the numbers. Big economy news, big high-tech news, North Korea news. I didn't even cover this yesterday. It's such big news. The Washington Post came out and admitted that Bilderberg is choosing vice presidential candidates. So they've gone from saying it doesn't exist in the Washington Post for 60-plus years being at all the Bilderberg meetings, the Graham family, and saying it didn't exist to now just admitting that they choose VPs. See, they're coming out in the open. Yeah, Bilderberg runs things. And yeah, we're going to teach kids that pedophiles can have their way with them. I mean, it's just like, what? Yeah, world government's taken over. Yeah, we took that guy's land for Agenda 21. He's dead now. And don't try to go in the city council building. So it's a psyop to just totally blow us away. And it's not having that effect on me. You got to do a banner hang. You got to write websites on the Federal Reserve money. You've got to get a bullhorn out today. You've got to do whatever you got. You got to make a splash in a peaceful but aggressive way. Because the inability to make some sacrifices now. There was some other report about a cop getting attacked by some guy and shot, and people watched the fight go on for like 10 minutes. It didn't help the police officer. And that's because people see the police now as not their friends, even though in most cases that's not the case. The system hasn't fully warped the police yet on average. That's why they're trying to create the TSA as this new whole cloth thing, you know, where they have no training and just do one thing, follow orders. But I see it everywhere now where people are raped in broad daylight, hurt, run over in front of hundreds of people. No one helps them. And it's because they've turned people into just these spectating, emasculated, wussified little jellyfish creatures who just bumble around like mole rats or something on parade. Simply put, evil has been released into the world at a level never before seen, and I can feel it and I can see it intellectually. We're about to take the plunge. And I'm going to tell you again, ladies and gentlemen, appeasing this is not going to make your life get better, okay? America had half the wealth in the world, was 5% of the population, not because we were perfect, but because our forebears were mean and aggressive and independent and would not be pushed around and would rather die than be a slave. And so we bathed in wealth and power. And so we became the center of the New World Order because it took us over knowing it was the engine. And now we are rotting. America is a rotting corpse of the old republic. And people are now seeing the maggots spill out, and the guts are all blown up and swollen, and the stench, and the global banker vultures are eating our flesh. But a republic is not an individual. It's an idea. It's a system. It can rise again. All right, that's enough. Robert in Texas, you're on the air, first caller of the day. Welcome.
Thanks for having me on. First off, I'm pretty sure that missile that North Korea launched was shot down. I'd be willing to bet that somebody shot it down with a laser or something.
Yeah, they got lasers. They can have C-130s, 50 miles away and do it. They've also got mirror refractors on the satellites. And I meant to say that I've talked to some of the people involved in Star Wars, and every time North Korea tries to shoot one, it now blows off shortly after it leaves the tarmac.
Well, I have a pretty good source from
the
Department of Energy who tells me that we got stuff that makes all conventional weaponry out there obsolete. So if it came
and again, the bankers have that. Yeah, they have particle beams, but just the chemical lasers they admit they have on drones and in those DC-10s are amazing.
Well, once they roll it out and tell people about it, that then you can pretty much bet it's in itself obsolete and there's something better that they
have.
Yes,
it's at least 50 years old. Yeah, chemical lasers on aircraft is at least from the 1950s. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, if you are in South Central Texas area, there's a Freedom Bash coming up to support We Are Change. It's at the Happy Cow in New Braunfels. I have the address and the map for it.
Very exciting. Okay, give us a website. Okay, what's the website?
It's on funkmaster5.com. The map and the address there. Come support We Are Change. There's live music, food, and beer.
Very exciting. That sounds evil, though. They may have to send some FBI agents to that. People congregating, wanting to get America back, and We Are Change exposing Al Gore. This is horrible. This is extreme. This is terrible. But the media says it's okay to show 5 and 6 year old girls engaging in simulated sex acts. And man, I go to the mall every once in a while and I see billboards and it's like, looks like 10-year-olds half naked with these different clothing lines. And I'm like, man, I like their clothes. I can't buy this now. I mean, it's so, they know if they can get you, if they can screw you up. First, they tell you there is no morals. That's a big lie, ladies and gentlemen. There's basic code of what makes society successful. And the thing is, we're going to break. I'm going to come back with more calls. We're going to go to KJ, Joseph, Fred, Mike, and others. And NASA says they've proven life on Mars. You know, he just mentioned, you know, the advanced technologies. That's why the elites are so crazy. And now they're just trying to dumb us down and get us addled and confused to the point where we won't organize resistance when they release a genetically engineered bioweapon that will kill over 90% of us. They're just getting us ready to kill us. I hope you know that. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
All right, I'm going right back to your calls here in a moment, and I'll go at least to the bottom of the hour before I get to a bunch of other news that I've mentioned, but we need to drill down into just incredible developments. Dealing with the Bilderberg Group and Mitt Romney, and the Washington Post admitting it, a bunch of big news on earthquakes. Is it tied to fracking? Is it underground railways being built, causing all those big booms and earthquakes in Wisconsin? That is all coming up, a special report on that front, but open phones today. Just briefly, if you want the best gravity-fed filter system that we found anywhere, it's ProPure. And we promote it and sell it at InfoWars.com. Stacked up against the leading competition, there is no comparison. It is heads above the rest. It's just an excellent system. We've got all four of the systems available at InfoWars.com. We already have a discount at the lowest price anywhere. Check it out for yourself for ProPure at InfoWars.com. But on top of that, for a limited time, we have 10% off special. You just put in the promo code WATER at checkout, and it takes 10% off all the water filtration systems at InfoWars.com. Get the 10% off right now at InfoWars.com in the shopping cart area. And you can also call 888-253-3139 here at our office, and your purchase also makes this broadcast possible. But it's an amazing filtration system. I know we've got it on the RV. They've got the little portable one. It's just a bunch of systems. Check them out today. ProPure discounted at InfoWars.com. The name in gravity filtration systems. Let's talk to KJ in Georgia. You're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Alex, this is KJ coming at you from FEMA Sector 4. How are you today, sir?
Good. Alex Jones from FEMA Sector 6.
Alex, I'm calling you because down here, myself and my fellow InfoWarriors were launching a massive offensive against the New World Order on Sunday, April 15th. Our target is the NDAA and Senator Chip Rogers. He's our state senator from our district. He's having a town hall meeting at the Woodstock Public Library on Sunday, April 15th at 2 o'clock. And I'm calling to get this message out to all the fellow InfoWarriors out there who are kind of local. Hopefully you can come out and join us. So basically, Senator Chip Rogers, like every other GOP senator in red states and really across the country, he's faced with a big upswell of liberty-minded folks who are in the GOP who are really changing the complexion of the party. And so he has been busy trying to co-opt that movement while still trying to play patty cakes and, you know, keep doing the hokey-pokey with the establishment. Now, so far, he's been paying us a lot of lip service. He's been patting us on the head, shaking our hands. I've been going to these town hall meetings, but he hasn't really been introducing any great legislation. I'll give you an example of some of the legislation he introduced this year that he has on his website bragging about. He did introduce NASCAR license plates. Now we can have NASCAR license plates in Georgia. So, you know, we're very happy about those. And he also introduced an internet sales tax. Or he didn't introduce that. I'm sorry, but he voted for it, and he did support it. It passed out of his Senate. And now also we're going to pay a tax on used car sales. So private used car sales are going to be taxed here in Georgia. So we've got some great things, great victories for liberty. Of course, I'm being facetious. But right now I've got a group of probably about 25 people strong. We're going to go out to this town hall meeting, and we're really going to make our presence felt. We're going to demand.
Good. And everybody else needs to do similar things. Good to hear from you. Great job, KJ. Let's jam in another one here. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in New York. Mike, you're on the air.
Alex, I'm so glad you take this call. I tried to call earlier in the week about your Easter agenda, but this is a call on necessity. Before I get to that, I just mentioned maybe your friend Charlie Sheen. You've heard of a movie, 1988, The Last Temptation of Christ, Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, it's a work of fiction, yeah.
Work of fiction, maybe. Yeah, it's a powerful movie anyway.
And again, I've known Charlie Sheen for about 8 years. I don't endorse some of the problems he's had, but he's a good guy at heart. Specifically, what's going on with Charlie Sheen?
Nothing more about Charlie Sheen. It's my own predicament. It started a couple years ago, a problem with gardening. I've grown my own vegetables.
Wait a minute. You're not one of those Americans that thinks you can have a garden. Whoa! Whoa, stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.